How to control your emotions so your emotions don't control you. Have you ever said something of anger that you later regretted? Did you let fear talk you out of taking the risk that it can really benefit you? If so, you are not alone. Emotions are powerful. Your mood determines how you interact with people, how much money you spend, how you deal with challenges, and how you spend your time. Gaining control over your emotions will help you become mentally stronger. Fortunately, anyone can become better at regulating their emotions. Just like any other skills, managing your emotions requires practice and dedication. Managing your emotions isn't the same as suppressing them. Ignoring your sadness or pretending you don't feel pain, you won't make those emotions go away. In fact, unaddressed emotions ones are likely to get worse over time, and there's a good chance suppressing your feelings will cause you to turn to unhealthy coping skills like food or alcohol. It's important to acknowledge your feelings while also recognizing that your emotions don't have to control you. If you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, you can take control of your mood and turn your day around. If you are angry, you can choose to calm yourself down. I want to share with you 3 ways to gain better control over your mood. Before you can change how you feel, you need to acknowledge what you are experiencing right now. Are you nervous? Do you feel disappointed? Are you sad? Keep in your mind that anger sometimes masks emotions. They feel vulnerable, like shame or embarrassment. So pay close attention to what's really going on inside of you. Put a name to your emotions. Keep in mind you might feel a whole bunch of emotions at once, like anxious, frustrated, and impatient. Labeling how you feel can take a lot of the sting out of the emotion. It can also help you take careful note of how those feelings are likely to affect your decisions. Your emotions affect the way you perceive events. If you are feeling anxious and you get an email from the boss that says she wants to see you right away, you might assume you are going to get fired. If, however, you are feeling happy when you get that same email, your first thought might be that you are going to be promoted or congratulated on a job well done.